and the street lights were reflected fitfully in the water-lashed pavements. There were three of us who got out of the minicab outside the old Essex, all kitted out with yellow hard hats, day-glow jackets and torches. There was Jill, a bloke with the stupid name of Crispin de Hartong, and me, Danny Sheen. As if you didn't know. There was also supposed to be a camera crew to film the whole thing for posterity, but their van had got lost, a likely story, and they didn't show up till a lot later. Jill was the reason I was in on the project, as a matter of fact. Her name is Jill Warburton, and she has some sort of cultural advisor job in the mayor's office and had adopted this project as her baby. I hadn't much taken to her when she first rang me up because she had a posh accent, but at least she wasn't pushy, so I invited her to come round to see me at my house in Primrose Hill. After a few minutes in her company, I felt easier about her. I'm not saying she's a raving beauty or anything, but she looks nice. She's tall and quiet. She laughed at the jokes I made, and she wasn't faking it. That counts a lot with me. I know it sounds weird of me to say this, but she seemed to me like a good person. So I agreed to help the project before almost instantly regretting it. And that was why I was here, about to inspect a derelict building in the